with such a distinguished audience and for such a necessary cause, one shouldn't experiment too much. So I'll just tell you one or two things which have already formed and have made complete entities in my mind. One of them told me by my mother, who was a painter and a scene designer, and who did the designs for The Sleeping Beauty in 1938, when President Lebrun paid his state visit to London in order to ensure the solidarity, which got as far as Dunkirk. And at the gala, my mother was told that together with Constant Lambert and Dame Ninette de Valois, she was to be presented to Queen Mary, who came, of course, not alone, but accompanied by several ladies, including one, I don't know now which one it was, but I think it was the Grand Duchess of Teck, Pless, Nassau, Gotha, Coburg, and Mecklenburg-Schwerin, who lived in Hampton Court and had a tiara, which was brought out for these occasions, and followed everywhere with a very strong German accent. My mother was told that you don't look at the Queen Mother, or she was the Queen then, you look straight forward and you wait. So my mother stood, and the Queen Mary came in with her toque and went to Constant Lambert, who was at the end of the line. And my mother heard,
I say, you can't go. You're the very thing. You have noticed.
Then there was a pause, and Queen Mary moved one nearer. And my mother still looked straight ahead, and she heard,
you, I suppose, have the whole run of the earth
here. Dame Ninette said,
we have a 400 room. How much room? And you know all the answers in the room.
Then there was a pause, and Queen Mary landed in front of my mother and said, and left. So the Grand Duchess following her, now caught between a need to run after Queen Mary and to repair this omission, had just time to say to my mother,
what a pity about the revolution.
That is one, and the other one is also told to me, I wasn't there, by a friend who knew very well a Dutch professor who had lived a very orderly, quiet, and hard-working life, a man of rather placid temperament who devoted his whole mature existence to classifying all the paintings by Pieter de Hoogh and putting them into a magnificent coloured edition, which is on the market. And now at the age of 62, he felt he had done his bit and was invited at that moment to a large English country house owned by a duke. And to his horror, one can imagine the horror, saw on the wall three Pieter de Hoogh that nobody had ever heard of or seen. And got very excited and said to my friend, but these are Pieter de Hoogh. Oh, I don't know what they are. But can I ask about them? Yes, I should ask the Duke. But how does one call the Duke? You call him His Grace. His Grace. Yes, His Grace. Ordinary. With the Duke, that, yeah. So he found the Duke and said, His Grace. His Grace, these are Pieter de Hoogh.
They're what?
These pictures are from Pieter de Hoogh.
Oh, I don't know. I know that one, because it's painted on wood, you understand.
Yes, I know. Very often they were painted on wood.
Yes, that one, because when I was younger, I used to throw a ball against it. The bounce was a very true one. I don't know that fellow at all, nor the other one. I think they were in the other wing and must have come over here after the fire. I never went there. Do you want to know about them?
Yes, I would very much appreciate it, His Grace.
Oh, well, I'll get the black book.
And a butler appeared this size at the end of the gallery.
Oh, Bellamy, black book, please. Here, said the Duke, when the black book comes, you see, you'll find that on the frames there are little tiddlywinks, or maybe paper, I can't remember, with a number on them. You tell me the number. Your eyesight is certainly better than mine. And I'll look up in the black book, you see. And I'll tell you.
The book arrived, and the Dutchman said,
64, 65, and 67.
I wonder what happened to 67. What did you say they were?
Peter de Hoog.
Full marks. What is that? German? German painter?
No, Dutch.
I mean, come on.
Dutch.
I'm sorry.
The Netherlands.
I'm very sorry.
Holland. The Low Countries!
Oh, the Low Countries, yeah.
Oh, really?
He was about to shut the book when the Dutchman said,
oh, Dick, before you shut the book, could you tell me where you acquired them? Where you acquired them?
Oh, where you acquired them, yes. All right. 66. Yes, we acquired them from the painter.